In other parts of the country, the temperature on a perfect summer day might land somewhere in the mid-80s. In most of Alaska, though, the mid-70s are a more realistic target. Alaska's Energy Desk is checking in with Brian Bretschneider each week as part of the segment Ask a Climatologist. He told editor Annie Feit that Juneau has had very few days above 70 this summer. In contrast, Anchorage logged its warmest temperature of the year on Sunday.
76 degrees. It had been 75 on June 1st. And that's actually typical that normally the warmest temperature in any given year for Anchorage is 76. So if we don't have any warmer day, then we'll be right on pace for that tally.
So what's normal for the number of days above 70 degrees around Alaska?
Well, 70 is kind of a magic number. It's kind of a threshold that everyone keeps track of. So for Anchorage, about 14 to 15 days per year where we're going to hit 70. Juneau, it's a little bit higher. It's up to about 20 days a year, exactly 20. But then once you get to the interior, those numbers jump way up. Fairbanks, it's about 55 days a year. And then once you get to Nome and Kotzebue, it's about 5 days a year.
And what have we had so far?
Well, here in Anchorage, we're up to 9 70-degree days through this last weekend. And that's just a little bit below where we should be for the season. We should have had about 10. And then we should have about, on average, about 4 more per year. So we're pretty much right on track. And if we have a warm week, we can blow past the average annual total. So we're right in where we should be.
And are there outliers in the state, though?
Well, as there always is, you know, there are winners and there are losers, as it were. Down in southeast, they're actually having a little bit cooler than normal summer. Juneau's about a degree and a half below normal for the summer. And their 70-degree days are far below normal. So they should have had 13 through July 24th, 25th. And they're actually only at 3, which is really low. The lowest they've ever had in any season is 2. So if they don't have another one, they'll only miss that mark by 1 day. So they're not basking in the warmth that most of the rest of the state has periodically had this summer.
Brian Bretschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate and climate change in the state. If you have a question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.